Wonderful. So welcome one and all to week 5 of Mind Your Own Business, Mindful Solutions to the Top 7 Business Killers. And I, as every week, am bringing my A game to you. And most importantly, I'm really excited that this design has already produced results for you and is ideally, and I sense from your responses, reaching in to your life wins, let alone your business wins, via inner game and outer game solutions, which was my kind of four quadrant ideal for you, inner and outer, life and business, and really hitting it all. So I want to tag team with to each of you soon, and just to one or two kickoffs until we do. Ah, yes, a possible mindfulness focus. Just for fun. And to kick it off. Very good. So yes, right over to each of you. Love to hear, and this can definitely be an audio. We can shift to chat box soon. But anything on the further seeing the anatomy of an emotion, like what the heck, you know, does kick this off? And oh, I see an image, and then I get a trigger of dialogue, or I get a feeling, and then I get a trigger of audio, or whatever the case may be. So understanding that, and we'll recap this as well, but if there's any overt insights or breakthroughs around the anatomy of how your emotions used to drive you and are starting to be driven by you, reapplication of the subconscious rewired method. And I know, among others, Cheryl did 2 rounds on that, which is great, and we'll highlight that. And any aspect of knowing the score, either on your business and life finances, which I know 2 of you focused on and committed to being a great win for you, and or knowing the score from a lead gen sales conversion side of your business. So without further ado, I'm going to tag team over on audio to each one of you, and looking forward to hearing, cheering, and or supporting whatever you need.
So, okay, I'll start.
Great, Nancy.
I think probably my biggest win was listening to some of those videos from that Dr. Sarno.
Ah, great.
And also in conjunction with looking at what are some of the metaphysical or subconscious emotional triggers for lower back and upper back. And it was like, financial instability. And so I guess it's kind of a little bit of subconscious wiring, but it's just like not allowing my subconscious to hijack my conscious. And I do believe that I got quite a bit of relief. Like, I just feel like I'm not going to have these back issues, because even though, even if it's somewhat triggered by financial instability, I don't want to be distracted from looking at it. I'm looking at it and then breathing through, coming to a lot more peace and just acceptance that, you know what, it's temporary, and I'm like totally on the right track, and lots of good things are happening, and, you know, everything's relative, and it's not that big of a deal. And then, you know, and then more work came in, and, you know, so, and then my other clients who were on hiatus started kicking in again, you know. It's just like, so there's been a bit of that, right? Just like letting things go and not getting worked up about it.
Really sweet.
Even to the point where I was like, you know what? My bank keeps saying, oh, you know, you've been pre-qualified for another credit card. And it's like, you know what? If I feel any stress or any pressure, I got that, and it's not going to get out of control, and you know, so that's I guess, my wins. And then knowing the score, I meant to get rid of one of my kind of monthly, a little bit of an MLM thing, but I really do like it, which is all based on nutrition. And but I think that I could probably cut that out. I mean, I've cut most things out pretty much. So I didn't really do the knowing the score and get rid of another expense, but that's where I'm at.
Cool. First, on the first half, love how, and I'm not surprised, I mean, both of you being graduates of Rewired for Success, you're able to integrate more and multiple layers in 1 week. So it used to be, wow, just subconscious reward method is like the next week, did I get it? Did I do it right? You know? And now it's, okay, I'm more aware of my emotions. I'm, when in doubt, defaulting to breathing. I'm getting some subconscious reward relief. I'm also remembering the top advice from my coach, you know, mentor last week of the Dr. John Sarno, and taking action and integrating the videos and getting results on the physical side, given the inner game inside of the financial and stability themes. And, oh, by the way, from that inner clearing from three or four angles, also producing in the same week, outer game increased in new clients and or resurgence of old, you know, of past clients.
And one other thing that I just realized that is I am sleeping.
Oh my God, you remind me of one of our Rewired for Success grads, and I mentioned her earlier when you said this whole sleep thing, where she had this weird ass, excuse my language, sweet spot goal, which was to get rid of the primordial scream at night, which she related to some sort of hormonal menopausal yada yada, and she did. And, you know, I totally trusted the process, but had no attachment to whether the outcome could be produced, which we did. Through the success cycle, and you know, this layering of the mindfulness side and a bunch of my Rewired for Business best practices for you, I am thrilled that all of this is coming together for that win alone. Because imagine, you know, better sleep every night times 7 times 21 times whatever 30 a month. Yeah, that's
not every night, but you know, I can definitely say 4 out of 7. So that's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Very cool. And a final note on the score before we give you a 3 cheers. What I appreciate is that you remembered what you committed to. This is important because we can make commitments and then kind of run off and break the commitment. And that can be a cycle, you know, a negative cycle habit, but instead you remembered what it was, reassessed, and you are at your, you know, it's your prerogative to change your decision around that. Just as a, you know, duty bound as a coach, are you, because I heard, I think I want to keep it, and then I heard, well, maybe not again. So I'd love you, if it's clear to you, to really declare what is your decision around that, and or if there is another financial win that you want to get this week?
I mean, there's two things, but right now, you know, they're not that big, but I think I'm still getting value out of it. So I don't kind of, I might not want to give them up for the wrong reasons, just to give something up, you know?
Yes, I do actually know. And what I got while you were pondering it was the beautiful increase in revenue that's already come in this week, which is absolutely the other way to increase your margins. You know, it's reduce expenses, but that ain't the only one. And that's somewhat can be from a, you know, more of a, I don't want to sort of link it there, but lack mentality, or at least a prudence, I should say, strategy. And very much so, an abundance mentality is to increase the revenue side, and then you can afford whatever you want, and good on you. So lots of progress each week and this week in everyone's account, and you included for sure, Nancy. So let's give her a 3 two, one. Nancy, you are a champion.
Thank you.
Fantastic, pleasure. All right, feel free to unmute Nikki and love to hear your highlights.
I'm running into a few technical difficulties here. My apologies.
Always wrong.
Okay, my wins. Well, I have done the see in, hear in, feel in on probably three occasions this week. What I've noticed is that when I have a lot going on, my rituals go out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an old pattern of behavior. And, well, actually a win in relation to that is that I'm not beating myself up about it. I'm just noticing it and going, okay, I gotta like pick up where I dropped it and just keep going.
Nice. So that alone, and it links to your wins last week where as you were anchoring and see and hear out and being so enamored by the birds, etc., you all of a sudden in that clear space noticed your inner dialogue about yourself was more supportive, like, hey, I'm doing a good job at this staging gig, etc. Likewise, not only will your inner dialogue, if it's there, shift, but there'll be less of the negative arising, period. And so on both accounts, man, is that worthy of a win, just in terms of not, you know, if only, and I keep saying this in every one of each of your wins, if only you're not so hard on yourself, how much freer you'll be. If only you sleep better, how much more energized you'll be. If only, et cetera. So great. And is there something you want to commit to or what feels good in terms of your daily rituals this coming week?
Because I just move from looking at people, but I'm getting organized and using the feng shui. I'm finding that's really helping to keep me calm. I'm going to recommit to, my budgets are caught up until the end of April. So I just need to do May. And the other thing that I'm committing to is actually get by the end of this week. As I had this epiphany or idea sort of, and it was supported by somebody else, that I go to present myself to the people at Cavalia and tell them what I do. And they're in Mississauga. The show starts June 21st. So it's before I go back to BC on July the 5th.
Nice. Just give us the headlines, what Cavalia is.
Oh, Cavalia is a, it's like a Cirque du Soleil with horses.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, and actually it was Joanne who brought it up, and I said, that's funny you should say that, because about a year and a half ago I had that idea, and I talked myself out of it.
Yeah, brilliant. And as you know, and we've talked about before, when I've worked with you privately and given you, that's what I wanted to add too, when I work with you privately and giving you the shortest selling cycle, you know, marketing and sales cycle to success, it's about targeting who you give gratis first custom sessions to with their horses, leading to a post offer with at minimum a video testimonial.
Mm-hmm.
If that rings a bell in terms of the mini business cycle we created for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does ring a bell.
Yeah. So just wanted to bring that fresh to mind. And good on you. There's one other thing. Yes, I meant to put in the slide deck, if you haven't yet, and I encourage all of you, including Cheryl, to go to the members site, click on the bonuses tab, and book your one-on-one, like right after, please not while during, yet right after, and we'll all three of us do our best to remind each other, your one-on-one bonus, because Janice has put dates in my calendar, I think for this week and next week, but not the following week. And so we want to make sure that happens. And let's do our best to remind each other at the end too, so you can hop off and do that. Yes, great. Any other wins? Actually, coming back to the daily rituals, so you went down to the knowing the score and saying budget in May. What feels good for you in terms of a doable daily ritual going forward this week?
Doable daily ritual is continuing with 10 to 15 minutes of the mindfulness practice. I have been doing meditation in that some of it's been guided and all that kind of stuff, but I'm actually really enjoying the mindfulness practice where there's nothing else going on and I just get to hear what's going on within me.
Mm-hmm. So meaning because that you're primarily focusing on herein?
Well, actually hear in, see in, and feel in, because when I did it a couple of times this week, I automatically started going to my big goals, like being in a relationship and the business I'm going to have. And the grin on my face was huge. I could feel it, even though my eyes were closed. What? So I was actually, by doing the see in, hear in, feel in, I was focusing for more than 68 seconds on my goals and dreams. I just automatically went there.
You took the words right out of my mouth. So this can start to happen spontaneously where the natural content that you're aware of is more supportive and positive and or dream content. And therefore, yes, you are, kind of double wins on their integrating pure focus as well. Absolutely. And or you can evoke these states. So they can either naturally rise up in awareness, and or you can evoke particular states that you choose to be aware of. So either one are completely legitimate, and that's exciting. Super. Okay. There will be more as we go on, but I just wanted to really, and you've definitely, each of you have manifested more semi-private, personal, custom support than I think any clients of In Rewired's history. So good on you. Very good. All right. So to integrate and move on, maybe we'll go for muting of the mics for now and into the chat box. And I'm sure we'll unmute again. So just because Cheryl did proactively RSVP, yet I wanted to capture her wins. She has a work engagement this evening. She did 2 15-minute rounds of the subconscious reward method and asked as well, which I replied to her already, like, how many do I do? And I said, well, you know, one of our top clients did 15 hours of private sessions with me just on subconscious reward method over a whole season, and is went from depressed to happy 95% of the time in a horrible relationship, the relationship of her dreams, financially struggling, to 2 divisions in her biz and a couple of CFO jobs. So as much as you, whenever it arises is the answer, is a great time to clear any money blocks, relational blocks, old unsupportive patterns about self or other. So that's the answer there. She was also doing deep breathing and excited to connect as a trio to each of you in accountability partner connections. And also, which I think is coming up next, did complete her commitment from a couple weeks ago on building 3 business systems. And systems was one of the business solutions that I brought to you. And I've got a few visuals here. We've got Cheryl, and she created 3 spaces, the writing rhythm, space for her business. The Sales Central, in terms of the office side, obviously, as well as a backdrop of art, and the Paint Playground, in terms of creating her primary product, which she brings to the world, and you get a taste of how beautiful they are. And Nikki, you can appreciate that. I was thinking, wow, some of these would look really great in here, I think. At any rate, lots of fun. And just want to show this visually, and a re-invitation to each one of you, if there's something relevant that's visual in your wins and successes, feel free to send them in advance, and we'll do our best to integrate them into the visual wins, because they're powerful. And these are definitely business systems. You know, regardless of what thoughts you have of the space and the art and all that's fun, the key is that do you have two or three key roles in your business? And are you, quote unquote, blurring them all in one physical environment? And would it be advantageous to create different physical environments for the two or three key hats that you continuously wear in your business? For instance, we have a spot to record here, or to do videos, as an example of one key deliverable in Rewired, and to do, you know, Zoom meetings, etc., as an example, versus the creative writing spot in the office versus the whiteboard of big map it out and did a great meeting with my marketing lead on that. So do you have key roles that either physically would benefit from different spaces for business systems, and or within your IT kind of filing system, would they be advantageous? So great visual wins there. Playing back and carrying forward from last week, we had business killer number three, both the inner and the outer side of fear of the facts, whether it's, oh my God, I'm going to get busted, or what the heck are my numbers in my business, which led to knowing both the anatomy of a human. I'd love to hear one of you just say just a quick one or two liners on what this image says to you. And if I'm not responding, it could be because you're not muted, or you need to unmute.
which image are you talking about?
The one on the right.
The one on the right. Okay. Just what that means to me?
Exactly.
Being at peace with whatever comes in or out, and just feeling a deep okayness about it all.
Wonderful. So you definitely represented the mindfulness side of being aware of what's coming in or out, and the equanimity side of the deep okayness. And that definitely highlights the results side of this for sure. And just a PS that it may never have been described to any one of you so simply that, okay, the thing we call the mind, the thinking process, is basically made up of these two components, see in and hear in, and the body, the experience of our body, is basically made up of these two components, feel in and feel out. I thank Shenzhen every day for making it that clear, and therefore we can, again, not have runaway mind or body, but actually be aware of the components that are making it up. And likewise, and we'll touch on this again a little later, the nature of an emotion has never been described so simply. It definitely has a piece of the body component, some physical sensation that is emotional in nature, and one or more of the thinking aspects. That combination is, by definition, the anatomy of an emotion. Wonderful. And therefore, your recommended practice is to either a third of your time, say in a 15-minute window, 5 minutes each, or 1 minute each for 3 minutes, and or free-floating amongst these three components that make up your subjective sense of self. So I'm going to pause there and just see in the chat box and or audio any questions to clarify around, wow, here's the, you know, here's what makes up me being a human, and here's what makes up me having an emotion. And here's a very useful mindfulness practice to start becoming aware of how I generate my experience of emotions. Any questions, clarifications?
So, I mean, I don't know what this is exactly, but it's been really interesting because I think I tend to compartmentalize my business from my life and my business from my emotions, and not really recognizing, and so bringing them both together has been very interesting.
Oh, there's a dangling participle or a dangling piece of intrigue. Say one more thing, one concrete piece of that interesting.
It's just that in fact business is so fraught with emotion that it's great to integrate it and not separate it and say, well, one's life and one's business, but that they both come together.
Amen. And one more addition to that. Yes, we have this old, and there's some relevance to the phrase, you know, leave your personal life at home. But that doesn't mean leave your consciousness at home. Big distinction. It doesn't mean go to work and fall asleep from what's running me in a business situation. And in fact, you could literally double your income. And I sense, you know, each one of you are in that trajectory as you anywhere from get more sleep to see where you're triggered, to release the triggers, to focus on your expense reduction, your revenue increase, et cetera, that you will be less hijacked in business and therefore more valuable to you and your clients. So I'm thrilled that you got that distinction. Oh, I'm not saying, you know, air your personal dirty laundry at work, nothing of the case. I'm definitely saying bring consciousness to business and to life. So thrilled you got that. Awesome, Nancy. All right, second half of the recap, which is, I then went into recapping your solutions from an inner game and an outer game side on this business killer to creator number three, which is, yes, apply the specific emotion sequence and or the subconscious rewired method and on the inner game, and then outer game solutions on knowing the score is both the personal biz and personal finances, whether it be, you know, budgeting, accounting, expense reduction, revenue increasing, all that is relevant, and or knowing the score in things like, these aren't the only things to measure in your metrics in your business, but lead gen and sales conversion. So those were your options. And just a quick visual on the subconscious rewired method, that's one of the images in relation to it. And there was what I humbly said might be the best money course on one slide ever in terms of your go-to for improving your finances in a very calm, relaxed, focused wins, and the various aspects of what I do in my Financial Fridays. So every week, somehow I improve my financial landscape. And in fact, I was entertaining an investment earlier today. So that's what it can look like. That would be number four. And finally, an image of what the lead gen sales conversion can look like in terms of knowing how many leads you need to generate calls to appointments to sales. And so that you're not frustrated after four calls and give up and wonder why you're not selling. It's like, oh, I actually need to make 10 calls to make 5 sales or whatever the case may be. So any questions there on the solutions that were given to you on the number three, from fear of facts to knowing the score, or comments, chat box, or otherwise, we can always integrate it in the next business piece. Okay, cool. So without further ado, into the next section tonight, which is the next business killer. And I could have deleted this slide, but I get a kick every time when I see, wow, if these are the business killers, check this out. I just love seeing those seven green guys and gals just soar onto the screen and look at, wow, where can you say you've already won in terms of increased focus? A number of you reported this, and or increased peace by day or by night, increased knowing the score. We're just about to move into greater relations and greater sales, referrals, et cetera. And so let us do so. So business killer number four is what I refer to as trigger traps, and it's basically about relationships. So the first three, we've been focusing on you. Let's solve and improve us first. Let's become aware of anywhere from the basics of my body, feel out, and then adding one more piece in to see how that links to, you know, hear or see in, and then bring in the whole sense of self, see, hear, feel in, and then look at the nature of an emotion. And now we want to integrate other. Wow. Talk about an addition to the repertoire of how can the mindfulness practice and outer game practices build my ability to build better business relationships, let alone life relationships, anywhere from, you know, boss situation, you know, employee relations to boss scenarios to partnerships to prospects or clients. So I'd love to see in the chat box, what on a scale of 1 to 10 is this or has this recently been for each of you? Again, 10 being it's, you know, 8, 9, 10, it's a bigger issue, challenges, triggers with the business or relationships and or life relationships. Mid numbers for mid challenges, lower numbers for lower challenges, i.e. you've got pretty harmonic or harmonious creation generating relationships. So love to see your self-assessment in the chat box as we move into really improving those numbers for you and, as more importantly, the skills. Real love the specificity, not only the quantitative, great Nikki on the 1 or 2. If there's a particular theme like Nancy added, love to see what that is for you, Nikki, and love to see your specificity, Nancy, on the 4 of the I don't listen enough and how that can cost you. Let me give you a sense of the opposite briefly. People have said, you to me, you listen to people like they're the only one alive. And that was when I was facilitating at the university. I take things personally. Okay, great specificity, Nikki. So definitely room in both of these. We get to the point where on the first one, it's like exciting to lean forward and listen to others. And I'll have a specific technique for exactly that, Nancy, in the next few minutes. And as well, Nikki, the possibility in this evolution is, wow, it's either you just realize when somebody gets triggered, it's either all about them because it's actually their trigger, and or quote unquote, it's all about me releasing whatever my trigger is. And then finally, there's no film on either of the screens, yours or theirs, and there's a clear seeing. Even if somebody, and I mentioned this in an earlier program, you know, even if like that facilitator I had in another course said to a participant, you can be angry and still in relationship with me. So you can be triggered and still in relationship with another human being, yet you're conscious. You're not nearly as damaging to you and others. You know, it's not like bull in a china shop breaking china. It's like, no, wow, I'm triggered right now and you're aware of it. So there's only a 1+1 impact as opposed to a 10 times 10 being 100 if we're unconscious of it. So really good awareness. And moving into the inner biz and life solutions around this immediately, I'm just visually, briefly recapping around one, the whole system. So you really just keep becoming friends with these simple 6 components and then look at, oh, wow, the anatomy of a human. What creates the thinking process? These 2 of the 6 components, see in and hear in. What creates our experience of having a human body? These 2 components, physical sensations that are emotional and non-emotional in nature. Thank you for taking the complex and make it simple. And then another aspect of the anatomy of being a human is realizing that these three inner ones really make up our subjective sense of self. And more specifically, unbundling that dynamic even more, looking at the anatomy of an emotion, what we see is it's some component of feel in with, so physical sensation that is an emotional in nature, plus one, the other, or both of the thinking components. That's it, the nature of the emotion. So taking that as a foundation from last week, we want to move on and say, okay, what's the anatomy of a relationship? Very interesting. We can actually unbundle this. And I had fun sort of putting this together for you and unbundling. Okay, what's the anatomy or the nature of a relationship in this 3x2 matrix, in this brilliant model of human nature? I'm first going to give you a couple of scenarios on the not so good side of how we typically, when we're unconscious, how we're relating. And you'll see these in red, and then I'll give you a sequence in green for a more ideal way, and feel free throughout or after to ask any questions. So first is, while we are listening, and it's exactly what, Nancy, you were addressing. So typically, most humans, when we're kind of running on autopilot, when we're theoretically, and that's why I put it in quotes, listening, or the other way to put it is when someone else is speaking, and you're in relation to them, there's some sort of, the other is speaking. So there's some component of hear out going on, okay? They're saying something, I know that for sure. But what's really going on with most humans is we're having some, we're more focused and our inner experience is louder. So it's not necessarily to nullify the inner experience, but realize that when other people are speaking, most humans are having a massive inner experience of themselves to the negation of really registering what somebody else is saying. Whether it's just the simple, often reported, I'm listening to what I'm saying and waiting to speak, i.e. you're focused on hear out, versus hear in versus hear out, or you're having any emotional reactions or pictures or images or triggers. So any combination of the sense of self is typically where a human is focused, as opposed to hear out, listening to the other person. So I'll give you one more scenario. And again, feel free in the chat box to ask any questions or clarity or ahas going, oh God, that it's that simple. Second main component of the anatomy of relationship in the not so good scenario is while we're speaking. And again, we're basically focused on self, period. And there is no real awareness of other, it, or at least it's at a small percentage. And we're basically operating in our own world, hoping some that person out there somewhere in our outer world is hearing or registering, but even then we're recycling our reactions, and in the hope that they're listening, we're having another feel-in experience of being triggered that people don't listen to me, and on it goes. So I'll pause there and just see in the chat box, or if it's more complex on the audio, any questions or insights so far, just on the more asleep, not so ideal way that humans tend to bop around the world and pretend to interact with each other.
So I might ask or reflect that that if you actually focused on see out while you were speaking and be noticing what the other person, so that's I'm kind of curious about that, because when you're speaking, if you're totally on your inside, but then if you can see out and make sure that you're watching what's going on, that would make it better, right?
I love your starting to interact with the model in a way that you're starting to make your own theories and or practices. So I couldn't support that, just that habit alone enough for one. So I just wanted to headline that. Keep going, everyone, on playing with this, because you're basically playing with the human laboratory of your own life. So go for it, for one. And you're onto something, too. And as I've sat for hundreds of hours, one retreat in particular about 10 years ago, I remember this, the penny dropping around relationships. And I've road tested something very similar, but slightly different, which I found I've gotten even more mileage out of. So your suggestion was to focus on see out. I have tried that. You absolutely can try that. And for me personally, I can sometimes find that more distracting because I'm noticing what they're wearing and how their lips move or blah, 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 blah. And I still miss what they're saying. And so I have chosen, at least when what they're saying, quote unquote, is important, it's a business or a life.
I'm talking about when you are speaking, because we're talking about while you are speaking.
Yes. Okay. So I was going to, when you're listening, got it.
Because there's no other in this thing while you are speaking. So my thought was that if you can incorporate the other, even while you're talking, you're absorbing visual cues.
I got it. And if I could, in a few seconds, I would literally add a new slide now. And I'll describe it to you what it is, and good on you. My apologies, I didn't catch you in the first run. Glad you stuck with it, unless they're interrupting you. Yes, indeed, Nikki, you're awesome. I'm going to describe exactly what that sounds like, and good on you. And we've just doubled your opportunities for practice, or added on how to practice on while they're speaking. So let me just flip to the next one. So here's the recommended practice that I have, I created from this system. Again, any student can add to or surpass the teacher. And I did on the listening side, and you've just added on the speaking side. So good on you. So this is what it looks like, is the recommended while you're listening, i.e. when somebody else is speaking, which is to focus. So the other is speaking, that's already a given. And the invitation is, as opposed to being aware of your reactions to what they're saying, the invitation for fun, and we're going to practice this in a few moments, is to have a complete experience of what they're saying. Therefore, and yes, we can't help it by design, our complete experience of anything is predominantly in our inner world. But instead of your reactions to them, you're having a complete experience of what they're saying with your inner components. And it's going to become clear as we road test this. But I'll give you a mini taste of it. So somebody's talking about their trip to Hawaii, and as opposed to you in the old school thinking about, oh, I can't wait till they finish because I want to tell them about my trip to Hawaii, or I want to tell them about when I swam with dolphins, or I want to tell them my trip to Tahiti, or blah, 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 blah. You are having a complete experience. They're describing images to you, and you're completely seeing what they are describing. They are describing sounds to you, and you're completely hearing them on your inner world. They are describing feelings of the trip, and you're completely experiencing them on your inner world. So you are, quote unquote, replacing your inner reactions with a complete experience of what they are describing without reacting to it. I'm going to pause and say, even at the initial level, though we will practice it, does that make sense? Any clarifying questions so far? Cool. Makes sense. Awesome, Nancy. And, you know, stay with me one or two more moments, because I am I can feel, I sense your wheels turning to reach. It's like building conscious confidence. You got to think more, pay attention more to get this, but I'll promise you the next moment or two, along with the past moment or two, is super worth it because, wow, I've got a whole new strategy for the rest of my life of being in relation to human beings. So if I was to add a second slide, it would also be green. And it would say number two, while you're speaking, which is exactly the suggestion you brought up, Nancy. And yes, while you are speaking, you could focus on see out to see how a person is responding physically. You often get a lot of cues as to how they're listening or responding to you while you look at them. So you can get physical cues and or energetic cues by anchoring on them while you're sharing. So that could be a great practice as well. So good on you, Nancy, for bringing that up. Unless there's any questions, audio or in the chat box, we're going to practice this so it becomes uber clear. Yes, just to say that I wanted to take it in stages. So you, when they're speaking, you can have a complete experience of what they're describing. And the reality is some of the sensations may just be physical, non-emotional in nature. So I included the feel out as well. So for instance, they might describe walking down the stairs and you feel your feet walking down the stairs. It's a physical sensation that is non-emotional in nature. So I just wanted to open up the subset to include feel out to be completely accurate for you. Not sure how to say this diplomatically. Did you want to go on audio or did you want to experience it first and then see if it's, you want to bring this back up? How does this work if you're bored with what they're saying? I love it. Oh my God. Really, I'm so glad you asked this. So, a couple of thoughts. One is, and let me go even more extreme than that and be even less diplomatic and good on you, Nikki, which is I choose to practice this when there's something, quote unquote, positive being shared, whether it's from a person or you can practice this like with the news or a TV show or a movie, any external input. I tend to practice this, quote unquote, have a complete experience when there's quote unquote something positive. It's easier to start with. Now, Shenzhen will practice this with the 6 o'clock LA news. And he will have a complete experience of the 6 o'clock LA news. I can't say I haven't got there yet, but I don't enjoy it, I have to say. And so, yeah, whoa is right. And so anything is possible. You can dissolve and purify any human reaction of consciousness. You will always get maximum meditation mileage when you do. And I would suggest to start this practice when someone or something is sharing something that's pleasant to you to start with. And if someone is sharing something that's less pleasant, I would either anchor in your body where it feels relaxed and or dissolve one aspect of your internal experience, like bring equanimity and love to the biggest trigger, like you're getting a lot of images that are challenging to you. Just focus on see in with equanimity or hear in with equanimity if you're having a lot of internal dialogue about it. So divide and conquer. That was a three-part answer. I just want to pause and see if all of that made sense to you, Nikki. And great distinction of when and how to use this practice. Awesome. Really good. And I'm glad you were seemingly less than diplomatic, though you were. All right. So what it's going to look like is that your one part of your awareness is on what they're saying. So it's like super acute as opposed to worried about what am I going to say and how am I going to respond? Like let's just pretend you're mute for fun. Mute, you can't speak. And that the relief, the relaxation, there's a lot of effort in sort of thinking about what you got to say next. And the reality is a lot of people like to be listened to, and you don't necessarily have to say something all the time. You can just relax, hallelujah, and just be like super excited about hearing out and what the person has to share. And oh, by the way, then you can expand your experience of what they're saying by having a complete experience of what they're saying through your sense gates. So that is the visual of the exact same practice that I'm suggesting. And I'd love to hear the reports of this this week. Even if you do it with one person in one conversation, or one funny comedian, or one funny movie, or feel-good movie, or what have you, can't wait to hear the reports on this, because it's super neat to, you can have a complete experience of self, and you can have a complete experience of other. And whether you realize it or not, this is opening up an entire arena, especially from a healing practice of, and you could do it with horses, by the way, Nikki. So just get a sense of, fill your being, and you probably are doing this intuitively to some extent and maybe consciously already, but feel your image space with what the horses are potentially seeing, what they're potentially hearing and or thinking, and what they're potentially feeling. And do that consciously, filling your sense gates with it, and you become a channel for them. Yeah, very cool. So I'm describing with this model what you're already doing. Love it. And oh, by the way, I've done it for humans. Horses are awesome, and you get a deep experience of them by doing it, and I'm sure honing your healing practices. And I have done this with and for humans where, for instance, Julie, my 90-year-old second mom, when her husband was on passing and making the transition, he was in sort of in their home, but in sort of a reclined bed in the living room. And I was sitting beside him meditating, and she didn't even know what I was doing. And she said, popped her head out from around the corner in the kitchen, said, she's going to meditate him right into heaven. And she didn't know it, but I was literally doing this practice where I was guesstimating, even though he wasn't speaking, what his experiences were, images of the war, images of his love of Julie, hearing of the last words he was wanting to say to her, what his feelings were, the holding on and yet the letting go. And I was literally having a complete experience of his experience and purifying consciousness and having dissolving any residue and having a complete experience of his experience in the passing process. Super powerful what we can do as we just put our sense of self aside and substitute it with the arising of a sense of an animal or another human or a flower. So lots of possibilities. So I don't want to overwhelm that before she, I had an experience with my grandmother like that before. Sweet. So you may have been doing these things intuitively, and I'm thrilled to bring you a more conscious model so that you can optimize it and really choose it proactively. And it's this week alone, this practice alone would be worth, my hope to you is the entire 8 weeks, let alone 80 years of your life or more, to see, wow, I can have a complete experience of other and how rich that can be. So beautiful. So without further ado, I'm not going to quiz you this time because I have a number of times in your past with flying colors. Prep to any practice, having the body alert and relaxed, selecting our time, which is just a few minutes this time, and your objects and labels. And this time I will be your hear out, and your objects or labels will be see, hear, and feel in. And again, you will note and soak your experiences with this time a mental label as opposed to a spoken label, and soaking them with mindfulness and equanimity of a complete experience of other. And then we'll anchor in the winds. And so more specifically in this particular practice, I will be the hear out, and you will be using internal labels and the see, hear, and feel in, or the feel out that you'll be noticing. And then soaking after you label, soaking with mindfulness and equanimity, whatever you are experiencing, having a complete experience of what I am reporting. And so without further ado, we're going to sort of do it all simultaneously. And I am going to, I'm going to recount some part, I think, of my southern office this winter when I was in Tobago. And so I'll be the here out, and you internally will note, free float, and note what kind of full experience. Is it an image that you're having of what I'm describing? So you'd say see in and soak it with mindfulness and equanimity. Is it you're hearing the voices of the people in the story? Then you'd say hear in and soak it with mindfulness and equanimity. Are you having bodily, emotional or non-emotional experiences as you're having a complete experience of what I'm describing? Then you'd say feel in or feel out and soak it with mindfulness and equanimity. I love being more conscious of what I'm doing. Yeah, great. So any questions before we have a few moments of direct practice? Awesome. Okay, so awesome. Thank you for the confirmation, Nancy. And ready, Nikki. Okay, awesome. So alert and relaxed. And I'll just, go for a few minutes more to give you, not to hear the sound of my own story, but to give you a number of touch points to practice with and enjoy having, and this is sort of unscripted, I'm just tuning into a moment in time, and enjoy having a complete experience of this story only, as if you are only me right now, as if you are only this experience and not the relating to self. Because it's quite relaxing to, put the self on hold, I'll come back to you, see you later, and just be, use your sense gates consciously to only be the experience of this story, as if you were there and you are evoking it again in your consciousness. So, all right. So without further ado, So I had the good fortune of spending half of February in this most darling little fishing village on the island of Tobago. It was called Buku. And it was a perfect hybrid for me because I could wake up and walk out to cliffs over one part of the ocean and do my Qigong while watching the pelicans dive powerfully for breakfast in the ocean waves and see the light pouring, the light rays of the sun pouring potentially through dispersed clouds onto the ocean, into the waves, and hearing the sounds of the waves and the sharp penetration of those pelicans into the ocean waves. Then I would walk back to my wonderful B&B-ish location where I had good Wi-Fi and I was able to sit down and settle in with after good breakfast and set up my laptop and interact, whether it be privately supporting clients through Zoom or through the conference line, or creating some new curriculum, or reaching out to create a new partnership. So all of that was very relaxed and satisfying and focused without a lot of distractions from the typical sort of multifaceted busyness of my Toronto life. So there was a simplicity to it. And then, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd blow the whistle, whether temporarily or for the day, and go out onto the arc of beach that was almost all to myself in this wonderful, as I say, village, where I could go out in perfect swimming conditions. And because the waves were low, but floating and pleasurable, and there was almost nobody there, and I could swim sort of the length of the arc of the beach and watch the changing light in the sky and perhaps hear a little reggae or soca in the background. and feel my body moving and stretching and expanding with gratitude. Then I'd head back, maybe have a bite, maybe do a little more livelihood or make dinner. And if I was lucky, there'd be a dance that night and I'd go dancing. So really feeling immersed in the local culture and effortlessly having my combo of paradise, which is great food, great Wi-Fi, great swimming, and great dancing. So I'll pause there and love to either see whatever you feel good about, either in the chat box or on audio, to hear a reporting of the scene of you having as complete an experience as possible of someone or something else other than yourself.
Yeah, you're a great storyteller. I really felt the, the visuals were great. The sounds and stuff were great. But like if I needed to like the Qigong and the, there was that more of the feelings and the joy of dancing and the gratitude, those were the things that really kind of stood out for me. And then there was a little bit of the, the feel, like it wasn't really, but the swimming and all that kind of stuff, there was a little element of the non-emotional part of it, but not as much.
Yeah, the feel out versus the feel in.
Yeah.
Really good. And are you impressing yourself with how much you remembered?
Yes.
Yeah, if you're not, I am. And this is the beauty of it. How people can say to me, you're so present. You know, I'm not perfect and not always. And yet, most of the time, I'm choosing to be very present. And we talk about, oh, I need to be more present, or, you know, what's his name, Eckhart Tolle, Power of Now. It's all lovely in concept, but how the hell do you actually do it? Excuse my language. Well, exactly like this. Be conscious that there is normally a sense of self running, see, hear, feel, in, and replace it with having a complete experience of other. So great reporting, Nancy. Tag teaming over to Nikki. Love to hear on the audio any noticings, insights, experiences that you had in having a complete or as complete experience as you could of other.
I almost felt like I was there. You described doing the Qigong on the cliff, and I saw myself looking over the edge of the cliff going, whoa, I'm still not comfortable with heights. I'm going to step back from the ledge a little bit, but those pelicans are awesome. And I heard the birds and the waves, and then I could even see you sitting in the breakfast, the bed and breakfast. And I pictured you sitting at this little table with your computer, and you were by the window, and there's palm trees waving in the wind. And every once in a while, you'd look up from your computer and see people, and somebody would bring you a coffee. And it was just, I got a total see in, feel in, hear in. Like, I felt the sand between my toes, and I'm like, I have to go there.
And the beauty, yeah, what, fantastic. Like, I'm just getting chills, and I'm getting that you're getting it. And it's funny, I almost felt someone, I didn't know who it was, feeling the looking over the cliff, and I got to step back a little, I'm too close. Because I often like to go quite close, and it was really interesting that I was picking that up in a double feedback kind of loop there. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was me, because I'm like, yeah, still not comfortable with heights.
All is well, and isn't that wild? And what was the second piece I was going to bring? Love the space. Oh, and, you know, here's the difference, or, you know, an expanded possibility. Anytime we have a big, in this case, you know, great reaction to something somebody shares, it's often natural for somebody to say, you know, I want that, or I want to go there. And unchecked, what can often happen after that is we flip back into our subjective sense of self. And if it's, and it can become unsupportive, like, but I don't know how to afford it, or I'm jealous, or they're more successful than I am, or blah, 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 blah. And people don't even notice that they have a semi experience of somebody else's story. And then it gets complicated with flipping back to self. And one, so I want to bring that awareness to you, as well as you already were there. You felt.
Oh, I want to go again.
Yeah, and you can, because you can evoke that story. And to know that you can evoke any story, you can go anywhere, you can do anything. We don't have to wait to see what fate does or doesn't deliver in terms of the percentage of dreams that we live and whether we live or die disappointed or ecstatic. You can experience anything. This is when we're really getting to the power of what this practice can do for you. Right where you are. So put that in your meditative pipe and smoke it. Yeah, thrilled for both.
Well, it's definitely something I'm going to add to my vision board or dream board, is to have a situation like that where I'm south, because I love sun and sand. Winter is not for me.
Yeah, well, this is what I did and how I manifested. Like, it was a year and a half ago when I said, I want to run the biz, you know, the business in the south in the winter and north in the summer. And that's what I did last year, winter and then summer, and then again this winter, and again in different forms this summer. So it's partly through having a complete experience of other people's stories that gave me enough of inner dream inertia to make it a reality on the external.
Well, you started that inertia for me. Thank you, Heather.
It's a pleasure, Nikki. I'm thrilled that was yet an extra bonus. They keep a coming. All righty. So we have done the here and now practice. And I want to invite, before we go into the outer game solutions, is for you just to tune in on what feels good. And I may actually have it on another slide as well, but I would suggest, and maybe I can just advance forward because I think I do. Because I really integrated the inner and the outer game. Let me just see here. Biz relationships. Yes, on the inner game, I would suggest selecting one relationship. You can do more. But at least one, or one scenario that you imagine, this being on the more quote unquote positive side, that you want to be really present to. Now, it could be a surprise this week because you don't know who's going to tell you what story. Or you could just say, oh, I tend to have good interactions with so-and-so. I really want to just plant a seed that I want to make sure I practice this with so-and-so. Or with this positive video or movie or whatever. But I'd love, if it's intuitively easy and clear for you, to anchor in now what more positive scenario do you want to be super present to and have a complete experience of this week, at least so that your consciousness is triggered to remember to do it. You can always change it. You can always do five of them, not one. But if you get a particular person or scenario that you want to practice having a complete experience of other, love you to toss that in the chat box now so that you, just for yourself, to anchor it in. And as you're tuning into that, yes, to have a full experience of other, again, could be person or through video or movie. Wonderful. And to always know that as a backup, either my son or daughter. Nice, Nikki. Great. And so you're just kind of clued into that. Oh, they're describing something. I really want to be present to them and I really want to have a full experience of this. Boom, go and really enjoy it. And you may be delighted at how delighted they are. Wonderful. Always, and bring it back that you have the subconscious rewired method. If there are things on the inner game relational side that are more challenging, this is where I would use the subconscious rewired method to clear the triggers or blocks around the relationships. You know, I release all reactions with so-and-so when they do such-and-such. I release all jealousy with yada yada. I release all anger with yada yada. And then anchoring in, I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful for the teacher that they are in my life, the gift they are in my life, etc. So highly recommend, if it's more on the triggered side, to use the subconscious rewired method with the mom dialogue. Yeah, exactly, Nikki. Very good observation. It's so common, and I can even hear parental dialogue when they, you know, I've watched parents in action when they butt in and cut off their kid and finish their sentences and or instruct them on what to do. And I'll often sort of be present to them and sort of in a relaxed way, role model, asking the kid, teenager, whatever, questions as opposed to retorts. And the parent starts to relax and get delighted at the presence of their own teenager arising before their very eyes. So yes, Nikki, great observation. Beautiful. And then on the outer game, the suggestion is to select at least one relationship, business and or life-wise, that you're wanting to consciously improve. So I'd love to see in the chat box one that you intuitively comes to mind that you're wanting to work on. So in biz or in life, one particular relationship that you're wanting to improve and really select that now so it's clear for you going into this mini expansion of the training, let alone going into this week. So love to see that from both you, Nikki and Nancy, in the chat box. And that it could be, you know, there's a number of ways that you may be wanting to improving. It could be a relationship where you're wanting to resolve something. It could be where you're wanting to negotiate something, or it could be where you're wanting to create something. Of course, there are other categories of improvement in relationship, but I just wanted to highlight three probable themes, and you may want to even drill down and select, oh yeah, there's something I want to resolve or something I want to negotiate or something I want to create with somebody. And any one of those would be legitimate. So as I give you these options, I welcome seeing in the chat box, your intuitive selection of who and or what type of relational improvement you're going for this week, so I can more customize support you as we move through this. So just recapping, if you're selecting the mindfulness practice for the solution, there is your practice that you can apply to the outer game relationship that you're wanting to improve, have a complete experience of them. I want to say my mom, but my stomach is already churning at the thought of it. God bless you. You can take a bite size of it. So you can all, if your stomach is churning, two practices I would suggest. One is do more SRM first on the triggers. And then second, do a mindfulness practice where you evoke that sensation and see if it's less strong for one and or mindfully and equanimously soak it with equanimity. So you can do the SRM to clear your reactions and the mindfulness practice to be aware of your reactions without ever going to listening to her. And then third, you can always go for listening for her as well. So one, SRM. Two, evoke the experience and do your inner game only. And got it. And three, only if it sets you up for success, you could do a listening routine externally with her. And maybe you would have a little purification as you soak her complaints with equanimity. And maybe as you notice the components of her complaints, oh, it's mostly about this, or it's mostly about her feel out body, or it's her feeling about emotions, and start to unbundle the magic, you may offer purification to at least her, you, if not her. So the content is actually secondary. the storyline in this case is actually secondary. What you would be focusing more on is equanimity for yourself of your reactions and for her from a healing standpoint, and it will bring purification of consciousness definitely to you and possibly healing to her. So that's, you know, a 201 practice, no need. You can just do one and two, but that would be my custom recommendations around that. Great, so your one option is the mindfulness practice as we're customizing it. Second, just a four image recap on the subconscious rewired method. This emotions, core beliefs, there's the release phrase. I release all, whatever the emotion is with belief. You're welcome, Nikki. And second, to anchor in more supportive beliefs with emotions with I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful for the new belief. So just a quick four slide recap on the bigger training I did last week on the subconscious rewired bonus. And now finally, giving you a few just highlights on your outer game of business relationships. And then we'll end with some semi-private business coaching of what you want to focus in on. So yeah, building solid business relationships leads to lasting success. And that's what the top 5% do that the rest wish they were new, let alone better at. So let's get better at it. And more specifically and simply, I'm bringing in these three subcategories again. And what you might do. So if it's more of a, if you're going to pick a business relationship that it's more about resolving issues, again, it may be more inner work without ever talking to them. Lots has been solved, believe me. So mindfulness, soaking equanimously with your inner experience of the relationship and or clearing with the subconscious rewired method could be your best solutions depending on the relationship. And love again to see in the chat box, what business relationship or life relationship are you selecting? And is it more of a resolving, a negotiating, or a creating that you want to improve on? Second, if it's more of a negotiating, the highlights, I could do, I'm planning on doing a whole program on Rewired for Negotiating, but a one-liner would be do number one first before you ever talk to them, whatever you're triggered about. Do the mindfulness practice or the subconscious rewired method. Do number one first before you negotiate with them, and then make sure you design in a win for them. Of course, yourself as well, but when you design a win in for them, it's called a win-win, and I was going to write win-win, but I thought I'd write it differently, really just to get your attention. If you make sure enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. So that would be my highlight of this. And again, I can come back to whichever one's relevant to you. And then on the creating side, it is, again, make sure they win. But there's probably less clearing to do because you're just proactively creating in a relationship. So I'll pause there. I can always come back to that slide. And one person at a time. You don't need to take on the world. So I can always come back to this highlight. But basically now is an opportunity as we wrap up, all as always, and bonus, and as promised, some semi-private business consulting for each one of you on, and feel free to go on audio, highlights of one business, ideally, and or life relationship that you're wanting to proactively improve on. And there may be, quote unquote, nothing to fix. It may just be a negotiating and or creating, or it could be some sort of resolving. So love to hear from each one of you. Just one or two lines. Let's not get into the details, but enough that I can customize any more coaching for you. Or you might just say, hey, this is the relationship. This is where I'm going, and I'm going to apply SRM, or I'm going to apply win-win and make sure they get something that they want, and you're already clear on what you're going to do this week, which is even better, and hats off to you. So tag team either to Nancy or Nikki.
Okay, I'll go since I don't hear Nancy yet, unless Nancy wants to go first.
It's all good, Nikki. Go for it. So one business or life relationship.
Yeah, go for it.
So I can't say that I have any business relationships right now because of I'm just starting a new business. But the one thing that I do want to do is work on a system of at least getting some interest in qualifying clients. So I see that as being a testimonial video, like, or a little mini commercial with some testimonials in it, that I can start sending out to horse people and start creating relationships, because I really don't have any with, I'm trying to think. Yep. I know some individual horse owners, but that's about it.
Yeah, so great and perfect, and I'm thrilled you actually picked this and customized to exactly what you need, which is, yes, and this is really a perfect jump start to next week's on sales, where you are thinking of the relationship you're building with your prospects, and what is one of the best things you can do to build that is get video testimonials of the horse owners that you have created healing for their horses. So love it, for one, bang on useful. And yes, I could see you getting one or two from the people in your neighborhood that you offered healing to their horses, and or reach out to the people on the West Coast and negotiate that they do. And you can describe, I've given you the coaching before. You can ask in your private bonus session if you need it again, but the simple, you wouldn't mind if I capture on my tiny little pocket camera how I've helped these horses, so that I can help other horse owners like I've helped you. And you can replay that 30 seconds anytime on this recording as well. If you're getting the video
test in my brain forever.
Awesome. Good. If you're getting video if you're getting the video testimonial, and or and you want to hit the record while you're saying that to get the recording of them confirming yes. And
yeah,
or coaching them through what would be a great testimonial that they either capture with their phone and horse and send it to you, or you do it like I do over, like, you know, Zoom, Skype, whatever, and coach them through doing it. So all of that was a mini recap of what to do, given that I've hopefully set you up for success. How many do you feel awesome to acquire this week?
Well, truth is I have two already.
Great. Are you able, do you have others you can acquire from?
I may have one, I may have one that I could acquire from.
Great. All right. Does that feel good to do that this week?
Yeah. You know, I could call her. What's the worst she's going to say is no.
Exactly. Exactly. There's nothing I'd love to put more up on the slide deck next week, but a video testimonial you got this week.
Okay.
Sexy. And was there another piece that you were wanting to commit to take the testimonials and put it in a form that you can share?
Yeah, I actually want to splice it together so that I have like a 3-minute video that can be emailed or put on Facebook.
Great. So splice it together, meaning you're giving a here's what I do, here's what I've achieved, clip testimonial. Here's what else I've achieved, yes. Book testimonial. Here's how to get in contact with me for a initial consult.
Yes.
Wonderful. Excited for that to be under your tool belt as well. Does that feel good to produce this week?
Yes, it does.
Frickin' sexy.
Yeah, it does.
Awesome. Okay. I don't want to take my own bait about going farther and getting more excited for you. I'm going to tag team with Nancy, and good on you. Two great deliverables this week, and I'm excited for you.
Okay. So I might have drifted off a bit. I had a procedure today, so I'm not 100% there myself. So
All is well. Just to support you, make it easy. One, either business relationship you're wanting to improve, and or some aspect of your business in relation to prospects or clients. Or partners.
Yeah, I think I have two customers that are kind of getting back into into gear and into speed. So, you know, just setting up those meetings and getting the best out of them so that I can finish up their strategic plans.
So I like the deliverables. And if I may, again, for your own benevolence, sort of nudge you as a coach, it sounds like you were going to do that anyways this week.
Yeah.
What would take it up a notch for you? Whether quantitatively something else and or qualitatively how you produce it with them or what you produce for them, what would feel like Nancy taking her business relationships up to the next level?
I don't know.
All is well. It's been a big day for you. I nudge and then, you know, step back only for you, and also step back for you as I feel it. And are you, was
there,
that?
There is one relationship where someone's asked, you know, it's, they're kind of helping coach me, but, and they very generously offered to make me a client for a new coaching thing that they're doing. So just like opening it up and taking it to the next level to really make that experience for her and for me deeper.
I felt that feels valuable. So it may or may not even be about that specific relationship, but as we exchange, because really, you know, the business world and life is a dream, what I call it in its best way, it's a dream exchange game or dream exchange machine or a dream exchange period. And so as opposed to just kind of, you know, kind of going through the motions of life, oh, how could I even more optimize this exchange with this particular person? So that felt like there's mileage there for you. Good on you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. And I think we've got our action for this week. And so, just in quick final recap, you're focusing on one relationship to have a complete one or more moments in a relationship to have a complete experience about, for instance, sons, daughters, etc. Your business relation action as well, whether it be testimonials and or deeper partnerships. And thank you one and all for creating a trio in the text and or accountability world. And naming your business actions to each other and specifically looping it in a three-way with Cheryl so that she's up to speed. Really appreciate both of you doing that tonight or maximum tomorrow morning so she's in the conversation sooner versus later. And then, of course, bringing to the mastermind your practice and your relational results with a final wrap-up of let's give ourselves a 3-2-1. 3-2-1. We are champions. Indeed we are. Official kickoff of week 5, just the beginning. Accolades to you.
And make sure that everybody books their one-on-one.
You are a goldmine.
Thank you for the reminder.
Yes. So very simple, go to member site, click on the bonus tab, click on the first of the 7 bonuses, and that is a link directly to my calendar, of which there are a few finite slots, and I believe they're this week and next week only. And, you know, if for some reason none of them work for you, just write admin or contact at rewiredforsuccess.com and ask Janice to book something custom. And aren't you guys great? And we may produce a custom doc for you to really anchor the wins in there. So you may give a heads up to be receiving that. Rock on. Thanks for the reminder. Have a great rest of your evening, one and all.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks again, Heather.
You bet. Have
Thanks,
a great
Nancy.
One.
In that last email, did you send, I got to look at it. Do I have Nikki's and?
Yes.
Okay. You do. Thank you. Okay.
Yvonne, thanks for asking, and cheers to Cheryl as well as she listens to this and integrates. We're cheering you on. Over and out.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Bye.